Blog Talk Radio.
Chatty Chicks Radio. I'm your girl Mina.
And Sammy.
And we're Chatty Chicks.
Welcome.
Welcome, welcome. How was everybody's weekend? I hope everybody's weekend was good.
Yeah, hope everybody enjoying the summer. I guess it's okay weather.
It's kind of mild.
It was kind of rainy this week, but it did get really nice towards the weekend, so I hope you took advantage of that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. And
we are here
today
to discuss
the other woman, a.k.a. the side chick, a.k.a. what else, side piece?
No, the mistress.
No, there's so many names.
Yeah.
Concubine.
That's one of my personal favorites.
Kept woman.
Kept woman. Some of y'all ain't kept, but...
But, you know,
we'll get to that.
But I do, you know, I always like to kind of just give, like, definitions of things that we talk about. So I just wanted to give a real quick a definition of a mistress through Wikipedia.com. And they say a mistress is a long-term female lover and companion who is not married to her partner, especially when her partner is married. And then the Webster's Dictionary says, a mistress is a woman who has power, authority, or ownership as the female head of household. And then it says a woman other than his wife with whom a married man has a continuing sexual relationship.
So there was, prior to mistress meaning what it means today, it did actually mean a woman with authority and control and power. But it's funny how, you know, these words, the meanings of these words change into something,
yeah.
I guess it depends on how you look at it, but I guess something less savory to most people.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we'll get into that, like that transition from how it was a positive thing and now it's something different. Not necessarily negative.
It's not really negative.
But it just means something different than what it used to mean. And I think that's interesting. A little factoid about that.
Yeah, I mean, mistresses have been around since, you know, biblical times with King Solomon, who had, you know, concubines, but he had his one queen, one woman of interest to him. Also, you know, back in the 1700s, 1800s, where you have the kings, the nobles, who had mistresses as well. And back in those times, mistresses were only dealing with men of royalty, men of status, who were wealthy merchants. So it's kind of like, what would you want to say, kind of like a social class kind of thing?
Yeah, there was an objective to being a mistress
back in those days.
In the earlier centuries.
Mm-hmm.
Women just, I'm just in love with him, so I'm going to be his mistress. No, it was much more practical than that. They were basically a means to an end for a lot of women back in those days.
Mm-hmm.
As the expression goes, like a hooker but smarter.
Right, right.
You know, and
right.
It's much more complicated. I think it was much more complicated then than it is now.
You think
because
so?
Because now we have woven this idea of romantic... The idea of romantic love is actually very new. Not only is it new to the relationship between a mistress and her... what's he called in relation to a mistress?
He's called a mister. Are you talking about a man?
The man that the mistress is with, like who...
He's a married man.
Okay, yeah. So the you know, that notion of romantic love is not just new to the mistress and the married man scenario, but it's also new to marriages, too, just in terms of if you look at it historically. Back then, marriage was primarily a business.
Yeah, it was a business because actually back in those times, and I honestly, it's kind of like that now where they considered it the open secret, where the wife of someone of royalty or statue knew of their husband's mistresses, you know, because they were taking care of these women. That's where the phrase called kept women come from, mm-hmm. you know. So, and I, even to this day, there's mistresses, side chicks that are kept women, and now, but you also do got...
I don't think there's as many. I think most mistresses or other women today are just other women, and they're not really getting anything tangible out of it, meaning they're not getting, like, support, financial support, or I think that is, today that's the exception and not the rule.
I think, you know what I think? I think it depends on the woman. I think if you're a woman that, you know, that I'm in this for one thing, and that's for my, just for my personal pleasure, and I deal with this person whenever I feel, choose to, and this person gives me their time when I feel like being bothered, and, you know, he gives me money here and there, you know, then that's cool. But then you have the other women who are side chicks or mistresses who really believe.
Have an emotional attachment.
Yeah, an emotional attachment.
I think they outnumber the women who do not have an emotional attachment.
You think so?
Because I don't think so. I think most of the people that I've encountered, especially in the other people I know, it's an emotional thing, or it could just be a physical thing, but they don't necessarily get anything out of it, at least not on the scale that women used to be getting out of it. Like, there used to be women like you had to take them to Monaco and spend thousands of dollars on that, but the average laywoman is not like that.
But there are still women like that.
Do you know any personally? That gets something tangible out of it, that gets something real out of this?
I mean,
no.
I don't. But I do believe that there's women out there like that, though.
Yeah, but I think they're fewer than
these
emotional women. Yeah, I do.
Well, we love to hear what our audience thinks. You know, women call in, guys too,
yes.
If you like.
347-637-3984 and tell us
what you think.
What are most mistresses, what is the quintessential, the 21st century quintessential mistress today? What is she, who is she?
Yes.
And why is she? It is even an even better question. Why are other women playing the role of other women?
Mm-hmm.
Why would somebody do that?
Yes. And then what I do think as well is I think that when you decide to be the other woman, I think you need to kind of set some rules, you know, for yourself, you know, because us as women, we do tend to get emotionally, you know,
mm-hmm.
attached.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know that this person has a wife or a girlfriend, I think you need to kind of set some ground rules for yourself as well as this person. You know, you gotta always keep in the back of your mind that there's a possibility that the person that you're dealing with is not going to leave their girlfriend or husband. Very likely that they won't. I mean, you do got a few, and we'll get into,
mm-hmm.
you know, public
figures.
Personas
mm-hmm.
who have left their wives for their side chicks. But, you know, 9 times out of 10, the regular man, no, he's not going to, you know, leave his wife or girlfriend.
Yeah. And that's, as we said, like, last time, that's not a judgment call.
No,
we're
not judging.
Saying, like, this
not at
is
all.
More than likely not going to happen.
Right.
And I think what I would like to try to see from the perspective of women, those of us who are not or never have been the other woman, what is your view of the other woman? How do you look at the other woman?
Right. Right.
I'm asking you.
Oh, how do I
yeah.
You know, I'm not going to lie. At first, it was judgment at first. But, okay, here's my thing. Like I said, again, it depends on the female. If the female has no emotional tie and she knows what this is about and what she's in it for, I'm not mad at you. You do your thing. But the woman that knows that this man is with someone, is married and whatnot, and choose to get into this emotional tie with this man and thinking that this man is going to leave their wife for them, I don't respect that. And then the thing about it is, if he does do that, what makes you think he's not going to do the same to you? You know what I mean?
We have a caller.
Oh, we have a caller? Live, yeah.
Hello. Hi. I was listening to your broadcast, and
yes.
I've lived on both sides of that gate. Okay. As a married woman that been with a man that's been with other women, and also the woman that's been separated from her husband but was with the man that believed that he was living alone and that wasn't the case. So I would like to just enlighten you on some of the things that goes on as a wife and as the other woman.
Okay.
And first and foremost, not all side chicks are side chicks at the beginning. They sometimes, they're believed to be only woman. Okay? Because of the stories or the lies that they've been told. Until later on down the line, they find out that there is someone else, their wife or another girlfriend. Okay, so everybody's circumstances isn't the same. And also, yes, after a while there is an emotional attachment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but in a relationship as the other woman, for me, I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when I got with him, I did not know he was married. He lived by himself. He had his own place. It was totally different. As time went on, he went back. But during the time that I was with him, yes, they take good care of you. They take better care of you, take care of their wife. Why? Because they don't have to go home and listen to the, where you been at, what you been doing, why you did that, where's your money? See, because we didn't care about that. It's all about them taking care of you emotionally, mentally, physically, emotionally. He fit the bill, and it's all good. Now, what the other woman is doing is filling the shoes of the wife for what she's not doing. So as being a wife, that had a husband and lived on the other side of the gate, what I've learned is what you're not doing at home, another woman will. And if a man keeps coming at you, you're going to take it eventually. Is it right? Is it right? For me, if at that point where I was at in my life, yeah, it was right. Would I change anything about my experience as a wife? No. As the other woman, I wouldn't either. Because when you have both sides of the gate, the bottom line is it lets you know where you fall short as a wife, why your man is out there with the other woman. Is she wrong for participating in it and she knows it's about you? Well, if it's really about you, he wouldn't be with her. Because something at home you're not doing. And she's getting all the props. She don't have to cook for him. She don't have to change. She don't have to do none of that. She gets all the perks that you don't get. The diamonds, the furs, the shoes, the bag, the vacation. While you home washing the clothes, worrying about where he's at, he with somebody else, because whatever the wife is doing, it's not what he needs at that time. Now, I'm not saying, now, I've been a wife, And I've been on that other side of the gate, and it's hurtful. But I also learned some things about me. See, because you could take the trip of, oh, he cheated. But you need to take two steps back and be like, okay, so what am I not doing? Or what is it about me that I need to change? I mean, it's both sides to that gate. I don't think anybody is wrong because at that point, everybody's an adult. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
that's just my ass. That's just how I feel.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, you know do you feel like you got enough out of that situation? Like for you?
Yeah. For me, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, the most
it was
important.
Her. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. But that's what you were saying about, you know, that you felt like you did get what you needed out of it. Mm-hmm. I think that's the most important thing for me to know that there was a point to it all. Right, there was a point. But the thing is, with her story, she didn't know that she was the other woman.
Yeah, that's
It's a different situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You can't blame what happened in your situation. You know what I'm saying? For him, you know, not really keeping it, you know.
Right. And then,
right. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, and that's
right.
How some women wind up being the other woman because
mm-hmm.
they don't know. And when they do find mm-hmm. out, it's already an emotional attachment. And now it's like, okay, you know what I mean? She was fed a lie the whole time, but then you have women that know that don't care.
Right. Mm-hmm. See, that's
you know
what I'm
mean?
Talking about. That's right, and that's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about a woman who didn't know she was the other woman mm-hmm. and gets emotionally attached after she finds out,
yeah.
you know, the real deal. I'm talking about a woman who knows, you know what I'm saying, that this person has someone.
Mm-hmm.
They know it. They
right.
have someone, and they feel like they can take this person away from their situation.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's
this is the key.
An
but
issue
this is
for me,
right?
You know
but
what I mean?
This is yes.
Like,
but this is,
you're putting your heart on the line,
right? Exactly.
You know?
You're putting your heart on the line when you know that the person you're dealing with has someone.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm not talking about you, but I'm talking
right.
about the woman.
Right.
Who knows.
Yeah.
You
right.
know.
But see, this
yeah.
is the thing: a woman that knows has her motives. Okay. A woman that knows he's got a family, it's obviously that this man is telling her something,
mm-hmm.
something enough to make her be like, okay, whatever he's promising her, it's
mm-hmm.
good for her. So she's
mm-hmm.
willing to accept that. Not saying
right.
that it's right, because that's not right. You
mm-hmm.
know what I mean? But at the same time, once you find out, because all women, we have women's intuition. You know your man. You know when your man is cheating. You know what I mean? The other woman, okay, she don't care about you. That's not her main concern. See, and the women of today, it's totally different. They don't care. It's all about self, what I can get, what he got, where I can go with this dude. And when it ends, some people don't have an emotional attachment. They just want what they can get for that moment and moving on to the next. Now, those
mm-hmm.
are home wreckers to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because in my life, I've been down that road. Married,
mm-hmm.
the cheater, all of that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, you know, your husband might not leave, but are you really happy? See, because there's no way that you're married to a man, because you know one thing about a man is he has a schedule. He does if
yes,
he breaks
does.
His if he breaks his pattern, he's doing something else. Okay,
no,
so now and now being a wife, it's like okay, so now you know your man is out there, you know he's doing something. So what do you do? What do you do?
Mm-hmm.
What do? Do you
mm-hmm.
stay home and still wash your socks and act like the wife you're supposed to be? Or do you move forward? And now, according to the other woman, she's like, she feels like, well, That's your problem. Because he comes to me from 2 to 10, and after that, she got her own life or whatever way they worked it out, and it's right with her. But it's not
right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it with on both sides of that gate, it's like really, really, it's, I mean, it depends on the person. If you're emotionally attached to someone, or if you know when you're going in, I'm not in it for the emotional attachment. I just want what he can give me and keep it moving, because there's many of women like that.
Yes.
You know what I mean? There's many of women like that, but I don't know. I just called in to share my story. And
I appreciate your story. Thanks so much. Hello.
No problem.
Oh.
Yeah. Do you mind if I ask you a question? Now, having been on both sides of that, is there a situation you prefer over the other?
Over the other?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would prefer to be by myself. I wouldn't want to be the other woman, but I wouldn't want to be married anymore, really, and I wouldn't want to be anybody else's other woman. You know what I mean? I just hate, and you know, as time goes on, you get to know people after a while when all the secrets and the honeymoon part of the dating phase is over, the real person shows up. So
yeah.
I would wait, but me, no, I wouldn't. I would just date. I wouldn't do the married thing anymore, no.
Yep, just have fun.
Yeah,
exactly. Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. Thank you so
Daddy
much.
I'm sorry. Somebody's asked me,
it's
where
okay.
are you taking your on? So I just wanted to call in and share my story.
Oh, thank you. We appreciate your
and I hope I was able to help somebody out there, you know,
mm-hmm.
sharing my story. But I listen to you guys all the time. Y'all are great. So
I'll be back next week.
All right. Bye-bye.
Oh, yes.
We'll be back with that next week.
Definitely.
Take care.
Take care.
Great. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I am so happy that she called in and
shared her experience.
It's really good to hear from somebody who has been on
both sides of the fence
because I think we do need that perspective from somebody who can understand it from both sides. And I thought that when I asked her the question, which does she prefer, and I'm like, maybe like there's a third option, like, I just don't want to be with
nobody. Right.
So, yeah, I can definitely see.
And I think it gets to a point like that with a woman, with women. You know, once you've been, you know, on both sides of the fence, you just like, you know what? I just rather be by myself and I just rather just date around, you know?
I think, did we both say that, like, because we're, I don't know if you guys know, but we're both married.
Mm-hmm.
And I know for me, if, God forbid anything happened where my marriage ended, I would never do this again.
Yes.
Never.
I agree.
You agree?
I agree, too. I wouldn't. God forbid, you know what I mean? I don't think I would either.
Mm-hmm.
I'd stay single.
Yep. I mean, there's just a certain level of independence that once you have it,
right.
you don't want to give it back up. And I'm pretty sure if you I'm going to even venture to say most married women, if they would do it again, they would probably. I mean, you have those women who really believe in love and would do it again and again.
Mm-hmm.
But that's actually one of the things I really kind of envy about a lot of mistresses is that level of freedom.
Right.
Because, like she said, it's that 2 to 10 time slot.
Exactly.
And then it's a rhythm.
Like,
it's
a
wrap. You
don't got to wash no dirty drawers.
You
ain't got to cook, clean for them, nothing.
You don't have to be, as one woman so eloquently put it, a cum bucket.
We didn't even get to share
that.
We have to share
that. Yeah, I think we should continue that conversation and really share, get really
deep into
this
it.
And, like, share different perspectives. Because it's really not as simple as, oh, she's a homewrecker.
Right.
Type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot more complicated, as you just heard our caller call in and share her story. It's really a lot more.
Yeah,
I think we should spend more time unpacking that because, you know, as women, we deal with a lot of slut shaming anyway.
Yes, we do.
And mistresses obviously deal with it more than the rest of us.
Yeah.
And I think we really need to unpack that and deal with that. And, you know, a lot of the responsibility gets off of the man
and onto the woman, and that's
woman.
Not right.
Yeah.
Absolutely, because it takes two.
It does.
It takes two.
And, frankly, he's the one married to you,
not her
mistress.
Exactly.
She doesn't really
she
owe
doesn't
you
owe
any loyalty.
Anything. You don't owe the wife nothing.
Exactly.
Absolutely. But don't get us wrong, ladies out there who are married. We're not bashing the wives
no.
at all.
We're wives ourselves, so we completely are not doing that.
Mm-mm.
We're just kind of encouraging everybody to look at it
from both sides.
See the bigger picture in
mm-hmm.
all of this and not, because, like, I told you about that website, she'sahomewrecker.com, and, like, it's funny because, you know, it's all these, it's sad, too, all these women just come and, like, sort of air the other woman out, and, like, some of these
yes,
women post
I
pictures.
Yes, I heard about that, post pictures.
Yes,
yes.
And to me,
I heard about that.
You know, as a wife, I just don't find that
I don't think you
something
should.
I would ever engage in.
No.
Like,
and then it makes you look stupid
mm-hmm.
as a wife to go to that extent
yes.
to take a picture of your husband's mistress and mm-hmm. post it on a website. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it looks childish. It looks
it does.
Stupid.
It's tacky.
It is
and
very tacky.
It's really unnecessary because in the end you don't get your husband back. You don't.
No.
You know, what's done is done.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that instead of shaming them, that we need to just really look at it, take off our moral lens.
Right. Yeah.
Put your values and your ethics and stuff aside just long enough to really see the bigger picture. Like, this is, every mistress is not the same.
No. No.
Every mistress has a different story. These are, they're human beings too with backgrounds and
right.
their own motives.
Mm-hmm.
It may not even be that they're so in love with your husband, they just, itching to take them away from you. That's
right.
probably not the case.
Not the case.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have on our Chatty Chicks social media on Facebook.
Yeah,
really.
Facebook.com/ChattyChicksRadio.
And Twitter.com/ChattyChicks. And we got Google Plus. Google Plus is Chatty Chicks without the radio.
Yeah.
If you go on our Facebook, there's some postings on there that talks about being the other woman. I have a story that I posted on there where a woman, actually kind of similar to our caller story,
mm-hmm.
it was kind of accident
mm-hmm.
she became the other woman,
mm-hmm.
you know. So that's really good. Definitely go on our Facebook and read that. And we also posted the psychology of being of the other woman,
mm-hmm.
you know, where it lists reasons why women like to be just the other woman.
Yeah.
And I don't necessarily. But anyway,
yeah.
check it out on
it's
our
just
Facebook.
Something to talk about and
mm-hmm.
continue having conversations and, you know, engaging about because these are, you know, realities that a lot of people deal with.
Yes.
And so until, actually, 2 weeks from now.
2 weeks from now.
Two
we're
Saturdays from now.
This,
I think we should follow this up with
a part two.
We'll
definitely.
Probably do that and continue talking about this. Hopefully we'll get some more
callers.
Stories and callers in
yes.
to share your perspective or mistress or
both
and just get everybody's opinion and see what everybody's thinking out there.
Absolutely. And once again, thank you, Paula, for calling in and sharing your story, being brave enough to share your
yeah,
story.
Yeah,
we really appreciate you. And please, more callers, call us.
Yeah, feel free because this is a judgment-free zone.
Judgment-free zone, okay?
Okay. Take care, everyone.
All right, we'll see you guys in 2 weeks. We'll be finishing up this topic.
With our follow-up discussion, part two.
All right, take care. Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.